Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak ye unto the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Hearken unto my voice, and do them, according to all that I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath that I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And I answered and said, Amen, Jehovah. And Jehovah said unto me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, Hearken unto my voice. But they have not hearkened, nor inclined their ear, but have walked every one in the stubbornness of their evil heart. And I have brought upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, and they have not done. And Jehovah said unto me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will bring evil upon them, from which they shall not be able to escape, and they will cry unto me, and I will not hearken unto them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry unto the gods unto whom they have burned incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For as the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah, and as the number of the streets of Jerusalem have ye set up altars to the shame, altars to burn incense unto Baal. And thou, pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, for I will not hear in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What hath my beloved to do in my house, seeing that the more part practice their evil devices, and the holy flesh is passed from thee? When thou doest evil, then thou rejoicest. Jehovah had called thy name, a green olive tree, fair, of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he hath kindled fire upon it, and its branches are broken. For Jehovah of hosts, that planted thee, hath pronounced evil against thee, for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done for themselves, to provoke me to anger in burning incense unto Baal. And Jehovah hath given me knowledge, and I know it. Then thou showedst me their doings, and I was like a tame lamb that is led to the slaughter. And I knew not that they devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But thou, Jehovah of hosts, who judgest righteously, who triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning the men of Anathoth, that see thy life, saying, Prophesy not in the name of Jehovah, that thou die not by our hand. Therefore thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Behold, I punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, and their sons and their daughters shall die by famine, and there shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth in the year of their visitation.